This is Local Views of the News, last time in November, '09. Last week about this time, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, an agency of the Department of Health and Human Services, made a media event out of announcing its revised recommendation that most women should be screened for breast cancer every other year after reaching age 50. This set off an equally public negative response by all the people who are organized to increase awareness of breast cancer issues. The obvious initial reaction to this call and response is to ask, well, if you want a mammogram more frequently and or at a younger age, who's stopping you? That's a sensible question as far as it goes, but this is one of those situations where you have to fight the little battle if you want a chance to win the big one. First, someone is stopping you. The next step and the clear reason why this federal agency stirred this pot is that medical insurers now will point to this recommendation and deny payment for examinations which don't conform. The people who oppose health care reform and prefer the status quo say they don't want government interference, but this little story is about government interference to protect the status quo. Less health care, more profit, the bigger battle. There's another part of the bigger battle involved. Mammograms, we're often told, are a prevention strategy. Find a tumor early enough, and it's more likely to be treated successfully. But mammograms don't really prevent anything except maybe death. They simply detect the existence of a condition, which leads to treatment. In the bigger battle, the elevation of prevention to a status at least equal to treatment is a radical idea. The medical establishment, the American Medical Association, doesn't do prevention, it does treatment. And treatment is what the insurance establishment pays for, when it pays at all. There's a lot more money in treatment than in prevention, but it's more complicated than that. Prevention isn't all scientific and quantifiable, and it's not practical to think in terms of insurance for a healthy lifestyle. Still, in that bigger battle, it's another way in which selling health care for profit isn't healthy. Locally, handing the libraries over to a private company is in the news every day. The Board of Supervisors thought they might sneak this one past us before anyone noticed, but that didn't work. What a concept. The county says it's losing money running libraries, so the only way to save them is to let somebody make a profit on them. If that makes any sense to you, you're probably a Tea Party patriot. This, too, is a case of fighting the little battle to win the big one. Libraries have been a popular target for symbolic budget slashing in recent years in California. Here are a couple of truths. Libraries are small change in the scheme of government spending, and the people who say they can't afford them are the same people who write the budget in the first place. In other words, it's not that libraries cost too much, it's just that they aren't important enough. Seems to be a disconnect between the electors and the elected. Privatizing services which traditionally have been government functions is popular at the Tea Parties. It's the belief that free market capitalism is the solution to every problem, including the problem of paying taxes. If you don't want to pay taxes for popular government services, you still can have the services simply by letting someone sell them for profit. Public support of art is poison to the anti-tax people. Parks recently have come into their sights, and public education is free-falling to the low end of the budget priorities. In any consideration of any privatization scheme, there's a critical lesson in that recent story from a profit-making juvenile prison in Pennsylvania. The jailers were getting paid by the head count. Three judges got caught taking payoffs in exchange for sending more kids to that jail. It's not enough to argue that parks and libraries are important. We also have to point out that profit tends to corrupt. The honest businessman is always followed closely by the thieves. The bigger battle. That's it for Local Views this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you again, this commentary doesn't necessarily wage the bigger battle. On behalf of KVMR, its management staff or contributors, email mark@caloki.com. And if you've sent mail to that address in the past couple of months, it's still hovering in cyberspace. The problem lies not with the manipulators of the zeros and ones, but with those who sell them for profit. Have patience, but if you don't, send your message to news@kvmr.org. We'll